Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
It's the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam on your Thursday afternoon here on Joy.
Now, we have to say hello to Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Over in Canada.
He's tweeted us at Chris Jameson Joy, at Cam Trash Addict, if you want to stay in touch via the Twitter sphere.
They're always quality reading, all of those
oh,
tweets.
Oh, yes.
So, hello, everyone over in Canada. And we've also had an SMS come in on 0427 Joy 949. Again, feel free to use that at any time. Of course, it's from Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Long-time listener, long-time messenger. He wants to say, get well, Tristan. Yes, we all say that as well. Poor Tristan. The dogs are looking after him, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought we might be a bit excited about what's coming up on Sunday at 6:30.
What's coming up on Sunday at 6:30?
I believe it's the premiere of season 2 of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Julia and Dr. Chris.
And Ooh. We find out which washed-up has-beens, whose faces we hopefully know, have clamoured to go to the jungle to resurrect their failed careers.
I know. And so one of them we know for sure because he actually tweeted it.
Yes. So yes. That would be one of the Stafford brothers, the one that was on with Delta.
Is that off?
I don't know. It's off at the moment because he's in Africa.
He might, well, given that he's so indiscreet, he might give away stuff about their relationship that perhaps he won't be pleased about.
Or she won't be pleased about, you mean?
Yeah.
The kind of things Delta likes. Something. But I'm guessing he will be punished in Africa. So he will be getting, I guarantee you, he will get possibly the worst thing ever to have to do in the jungle as punishment for his indiscreet tweet on the way to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish man.
And apparently Joel Creasy gets a second run. He's doing some of the special commentary stuff.
Yeah, they're doing a late show.
Oh God,
later
like
at night.
Big Brother up late where we watch them sleep.
Yes, that kind of thing. Oh. Except this time we'll watch them all groan from hunger.
Oh my God.
So hopefully it's Joel Creasy and some chick who was on The Bachelor, who's a bit of a sad case because apparently she kept every rose that The Bachelor gave her.
Okay. Well, it's going to be interesting viewing. For those of you who get home from Pride March, of course, you might have to tape it. Or whatever it is you do these days.
Yes.
This is the CNC Drive Factory. Chris and Cam with you this afternoon.
Now, something we haven't done for a little while is pop over into Kardashian Corner.
I know. I'd like to say
no, you
I've
didn't
been
say
missing it,
it
but no. I wasn't.
You didn't even notice. Now, of course, this is, as always, dedicated to the head of the Kardashian fan club in Australia, Mr. Gordon Wilson, one of the fabulous hosts of Been There, Done That, Too Late for on a Monday at midday, Too Late for Breakfast on a Wednesday at 9 a.m, and one of the hosts of GPS Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. here on Joy, and also head of the Kardashian fan club. Now, Rob Kardashian,
yeah, which one's
the brother?
He?
He's the only brother.
The older brother.
No, he's younger.
Oh, he's younger than the girls.
But nobody ever sees him anymore because he's become a bit of a recluse of late.
He avoids the cameras.
Yes, because he put a little bit of weight on.
Oh.
And he was quite...
He wasn't up to Kardashian standard.
No, he was somewhat shamed in public by many of the other members of the clan.
Oh, dear.
They're a lovely, you know, caring and sharing family.
Supportive.
A bit of public shaming they think is good for you.
Well, just on international television.
Yes.
Right.
And just to add to the public shaming that's going down, as a good mother, Kris Jenner has said she will pay for Rob to go to rehab because apparently he's got a few, you know, issues that need to be dealt with in rehab, which will cost, you know, and she's offered to pay for the rehab at a nice, you know, swisho one, plus give him some living money afterwards as well, you know, as a good mother would.
Right.
But she's put one proviso on it.
Mm.
What do you think that proviso would be from a good caring mother like Kris Jenner?
He has to return to appearing in the television series.
Well, pretty much, yes.
And the cameras have to film him in rehab.
That's correct.
Yeah, right.
As a good caring mother, she cares about the ratings, not about her son.
The next interesting story arc for the TV series.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and also
Rob's rehab adventures.
And there are rumours going around that Rob has got our lady up the duff because he tweeted that he will be, it looks like he will be the only member of the Kardashian clan to produce a future Kardashian.
Right.
He's the only guy.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes.
Right?
Got it.
Anyway, and in other Kardashian news, Kim now regrets going to a psychic. Why?
Do tell.
You know, because as you know, psychics will always tell you what's going to happen in the future. This, this particular one let Kim know that despite all the predictions of the public, Kanye is going to leave her.
Someone dared to say that
yes,
to her.
The psychic actually told her, Kanye will leave you.
Is this on camera?
No. Oh. This was a private one.
So how did
luckily
it get out?
Things get
all,
out.
All of her top secret friends.
Yeah, they're good friends. Money. And so she was told that in 2 years, Kanye will leave her and it will be a nasty breakup.
Well, it's not going to be a good breakup, is it?
But luckily, there'll be camera crews there to support her all the way.
Oh, my God. I so wish that had been filmed. Joy 94.9, it is 10 minutes to 5, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam.
Now, one of the people on Breakfast TV would be Richard Wilkins. Now,
yes.
I'm going to say it right now. I've never had a lot of time for Richard Wilkins, even back in the days when he was hosting MTV at night. Since then, well, you know.
Channel 9 love him.
I know. I don't know why, but apparently they do. I think he might have some dirt on the Channel 9 executives. That's all I can think of.
The executives have rolled over a few times. He's still
there. He got a lot of dirt. Because otherwise, I don't understand it. But anyway, but no, he's hit a new low.
Really?
Yes.
What did he do?
His latest girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, he moves through them.
Yeah.
Or they move through him. I'm not sure which one. His latest one, he has jumped via text message.
Richard Wilkins.
I know. He's 105 and he's dumped his girlfriend by text message. This is unacceptable, Richard. Unacceptable. You could have done it on TV at least.
All power to him, you know, adopting modern technology. But
it took him 3 hours to do the text, but he got there.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What a good example for his son.
Oh, please. I don't think Richard Wilkins is a good example to anybody.
This is Joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, in case you hadn't heard, the current fast-moving couple of the moment, Mariah and James, that's Mariah Carey and James Packer.
Mm.
Funny how Mariah seems to always come first in that one, though.
It would always have to be the case.
Yeah, I don't think she'd tolerate James being first.
No.
Well, if you hadn't heard, apparently they are engaged. She's rocking around with some ginormous rock on her fingers.
Hmm. As you'd expect.
Well, yeah, she's not going to take no crap from, you know,
no.
Clines. Now, but as well as that, they've continued their acquisition of houses. So not only did she already move into James's house in the US that he actually owns, where they saw her, you know, moving the furniture down. They've acquired another house just down the road from the Kardashians in Calabasas.
So hang on, she moved into James's house.
That's their actual house. Then they've got their other houses, you know, the side houses.
Is this in the same city?
No. Different city. This one's in Calabasas.
Where the hell's Calabasas?
Somewhere in America, where a lot of rich people live.
That narrows
live.
It down.
Yes,
for
yes.
Me, thanks.
It's a gated area where they've moved into.
Oh.
You know, one of those bits where, you know, if you're not rich, don't come near her. No, here. You're not coming in to have a look at the houses or anything like that. It is just down the road from the Kardashians, who also have a house in Calabasas. Now, this particular house, in this family-friendly area, as described, because Mariah's got two kids, you know.
Mm.
James has got some, but, well, no one ever bothers with them. Now, this particular house, though, it's an 18,000 square feet house. We should be big enough for the four of them.
18,000 square feet.
18,000 square feet.
I don't even know how big that is.
It's freaking enormous.
Okay.
They're renting it.
Oh, they didn't buy.
No, they didn't buy. But they're renting it with an option to buy.
Oh, it's a try before you buy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. If they like it. It's like one of those Demtel specials on Tally.
Yeah, okay.
Although they don't get it for nothing in that meantime. How much do you think this massive house that Mariah and James are moving into would cost a month?
So it's a rental property.
It's a rental property.
Do we know
what
the property's worth?
No. It has never actually been sold.
Oh, it's new.
No, it's a couple of years old, but it's always been rented.
Oh, okay. I don't know, a couple of grand a month.
So, I guess you could say that, depending on, if you use a Mariah and James couple.
Yeah.
Yes, it's costing them $250,000 a month. That's US dollars. Which James can afford. He drops that on the blackjack table at one of his own casinos.
A quarter of $1 million a month.
Rent. Mariah probably walks in, James, pay the man.
That's just described as bleeding money. That's not rent.
That's rent. And this place has been rented solidly for the last few years. What?
That's... I don't know what that is. That's
it's their little holiday place for when they're down there.
It's offensive.
And don't forget, they'll only be there sometimes, not all the time.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Yes, Cam.
As you know, there's been a few get-togethers in the US of A. Now, the two shows that were going to get back together, not to do a show.
Oh, TV get-togethers.
Was Friends and Will and Grace, because the producer of those shows back whenever, they were doing a big special as a sort of a congratulations to him.
Right, commemorating his work in the industry.
Yes, and some of his biggest shows were sort of coming back.
Mm.
One of those shows was Will and Grace.
Right.
Which, as we know, was a groundbreaking show when it actually came onto TV back in the 90s?
That's right.
Starting in 98.
Stamped stereotypes into our head forever.
I know, but now they originally were going to have all four of the main characters come back.
Mm.
So that's, what is it?
Karen and Jack.
Jack, Megan and Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Now, they all did the taping over the weekend.
Yeah.
Grace didn't make it.
What?
That's right. Only Will, Megan and, Karen and Jack were there.
Yeah.
Now, let's be honest. As somebody who used to watch a lot of Will and Grace back in the day. I petered off towards the end when it turned to crap. But I'm going to say it right now.
Mm.
I don't think anyone would have cared that Grace wasn't there. The two characters that everybody wanted to see are Jack and Karen. You know what would have made it actually even better, though, that appearance?
What?
If Will had failed to show up.
Look, he hasn't worked much in the last...
He's got some cop show on at the moment.
A what?
It's one of those cop type shows. It's on the Universal Channel.
Oh.
He can't sink any lower.
Oh, dear. Hmm. But the one who plays Grace, doesn't she have a job? Isn't that why
she's on a show that I believe is airing on the Universal Channel as well.
Right, okay.
Again, she can't sink much lower.
Mm. Okay, so it was the three of them.
Yeah, the three of them. So unfortunately, all three turned up.
Right, okay, there you go. That's it?
That's it.
That's the Will and Grace reunion news?
Yes, where it is actually the Will reunion special.
The Will reunion. Great. Fantastic. You're on Joy. On the line with us now is the Vice President of Team Melbourne, Sebastian Delfino. Welcome to Joy.
Hello, how are you going?
Well, thanks, Sebastian. Now, you're the Vice President of Team Melbourne. Team Melbourne's actually a premium GLBTIQ inclusive group in these days. You've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, we've been around for a little while now. So, look, we're an independent member-based organisation that represents GLBTIQ identified sports clubs across Melbourne. So, we help facilitate access and opportunity for the individuals that want to take part in the sports and also for the teams.
Now, you've got a huge event coming up on Saturday, which is part of the Midsummer Festival. And I think this was held for the first time last year. Was it the first time last year?
Actually, we're in our fifth year of the sports festival, so it's been going for a little while now.
All right, but it stuck in my mind because it seemed to be quite a big event last year, and you're obviously hoping that it will be as big, if not bigger, this year. And it is a massive event. It pretty much runs for the whole day. Tell us a bit about what the idea of the GLBTIQ Sports Festival is.
Yeah, so, look, we've got 17 sports on offer on the day, and the day aims to basically be an ultimate come-and-try day for the sports under the GLBTIQ banner. We've got 17, as I said, sports available on the day from 9 o'clock onwards till With the last session finishing at around 3. And we've got some of our more traditional sports like tennis and AFL 9s, volleyball, swimming and rowing. And we've got some recreational activities as well, such as walking and cycling and motoring.
So where is this all taking part at this year?
So it's taking part again at the beautiful Footscray Park and Victoria University Footscray campus. So it's spread across those two venues, with the outdoor sports obviously being on the grounds and then the indoor sports being at Victoria Uni.
Now, I remember that it was a big, big day, and it all starts at 9 o'clock, and there's a program on your Facebook page and I think on your website as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get any information that you need about the sports festival either on our Facebook page or also at teammelbourne.org.au.
Now, you said that you've got lots of your stock standard, you know, like sports, like you've got your tennis and you've got your rugby, but what are some of the other more interesting or unusual sports that you'll be featuring?
Yeah, so each year we seem to be growing with the sports that are available within the GLBTIQ community. So two of our newest sports this year is wrestling and mixed martial arts as well. And then there's also, we've got Basketball Victoria and Netball Victoria in town, running some clinics for those two sports where there isn't a GLBTIQ club.
Sorry. Just starting to lose you a little bit there, Sebastian, but I think we got most of what you said there. As I said, it does all start at 9 o'clock with a welcome from Team Melbourne. There's also the Car Club Motor Friends down there as well, and the motorcycle group Motorcycle Tourers.
And 10-pin bowling.
10-pin bowling. I mean, you know, the 69ers. So.
Yep. The 69ers will be down there just chatting to people about what they do on a week-to-week basis and also how you can join their club as well.
All right. And there's a barbecue lunch at 12:30 as well. So, like, it's going to be a huge, huge day. And this is really about, you know, if you already do sport but you might be interested in looking at something else, or you've really stood away from sport, this is a really good way of saying, well, maybe I do want to step back into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with the number of sports that are available, it really is a day for everyone and anyone. And the sports festival does aim to bring together the sporting community as well as anyone who really wants to re-engage with sport again.
All right, fantastic. So it all starts 9 o'clock on January 30. That's this Saturday. Footscray Park and the Vic Uni in Footscray. Sebastian, thanks very much for joining us this evening, and good luck with the day. What sport are you showcasing on the day?
So, I think I might actually give the wrestling a go this time around. The guy's done a great job starting up the club, and I think might be worth going and having a go and seeing what that's all about.
Well, if you go in the wrestling, say hi to my brother. He'll probably be there. Say hello to Grant if you spot him.
Will do.
All right. Well, thanks for your time tonight. It looks like a great day. You can get all the information, as Sebastian said, at teammelbourne.org.au or search for Team Melbourne on Facebook. Thanks, Sebastian.
You're very welcome. Hopefully we'll see you guys on the day.
You may just indeed. All right. That's Sebastian Gelfino, the Vice President of Team Melbourne. All part of the Midsummer Festival is the sports festival on Saturday.
Now, Eurovision is coming up in May.
Yes, it
as
is.
You know, we'll be back there again, only in the semi-finals to start with. We have to actually get through
this
time.
We don't know who will be performing yet.
No,
either.
We're still waiting for some news on SBS on
selection criteria.
Yes, and who the hell they've picked, because that'll be the selection criteria.
Now, I believe that media accreditation opened today. I'm not sure if Michael from Babbel Pop is going this year. I think he's
still attempting to crowdfund a trip
a ticket. So if anyone wants to fund our media extravaganza to Eurovision in Sweden next year, i.e. pay for Michael's flights and accommodation.
He will love you forever, and I mean that quite literally.
Please get in contact with our sales team as soon as you can. We'll do lots of things for you.
All sugar daddies should apply here.
No.
Eurovision is also getting some attention from those who have dirty minds. which, let's be honest, a lot of people have when they read something and they go, it's a bit dirty.
Yes.
Because they've released
a bit of Kelvin Cunningham happening here, is there?
Yes, they've released the slogan for this year's Eurovision contest. Every year there's a slogan for it, you know. There's been building bridges, join us, feel your heartbeat. This year's...
From Sweden
is Come Together. See? You've got a dirty mind. And they then explained that theme in a few statements. Here's what they then said, just to make it a little bit dirtier. So the official statement explains, you can come together either in the stadium or on the sofa. And the logo that they... wait for it. And the logo they've used represents seeds.
No. Now, are you making this up?
No, this is so true. See, you can see why those with dirty minds might have thought something.
I don't know what you mean.
What you need to remember, Eurovision is a clean, wholesome event, okay? Mine's out of the gutter, people.
Right.
So when you come together for Eurovision...
with Mons and Petra.
Yes. And while you're coming together either in the stadium or on the sofa and looking at those seeds...
Mm.
It's good, wholesome fun, okay?
Got it.
Remember that. It's not dirty.
Mm.
Okay.
It's a skill, that. Coming together, I mean.
Now, if you remember back a few years, there was a drag icon, and this drag icon is, like, the top of the range. Divine.
Divine. Some time ago now.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
Yep.
A number of other films.
Various ones. Well, Divine was from Baltimore.
Yes.
And fans of Divine in Baltimore have begun the process to erect a monument to Divine in Baltimore.
Yes.
So they want to put a statue up, which will be 8 feet tall, of Divine.
Right.
Right. Now, as you know, Divine's fairly famous for various things.
Various things.
Along the way. Now, where they want to put the thing, the statue, is actually on Tyson Street, which is actually the street where in the movie Pink Flamingos, where the movie was filmed.
Mm.
And in fact, they want to put it on the exact spot where the famous or slash infamous poo-eating scene was filmed.
I'm wondering how you're going to put that.
Like that.
Right.
Now, the statue would be an 8 foot tall marble and concrete monument with a mural of Divine in full drag makeup. With a series of steps and sort of things like that. And they have said in there as well that there would be a small bronze representation
of the
doggy poo.
Excellent.
Now, they're talking to the local council about getting it done.
Mm.
The mayor is actually somewhat not anti.
Reticent.
Well, no.
Slightly
no.
unsure.
Spokesperson for Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, she's hyphenated, told the newspaper, the mayor thinks the idea sounds... Divine.
Oh, dear.
And looks forward to seeing more details on the proposal. So, fingers
political
crossed.
Political speak for I'll fob it off to my advisors.
Give me the money first.
Yeah.
Now, so hopefully at some point, if you're heading off to Baltimore, you will be able to see a beautiful representation of Divine and a little piece of doggy poo as well.
Amazing.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.